What is the most important expectation for a patient we're treating for COPD? Probably we're not enough tackling or thinking about the importance of some symptoms and the timing of those symptoms. And this is just in very few slides. That's just pinpointing the importance of morning symptoms for our COPD patients. This is from a pan-European study done on 2,400 outpatient COPD who reported the symptoms in the previous 7 days. And as you see in this slide, the most important symptom which has been reported as frequently reported was breathlessness, and comes after that a cough, and the phlegm, wheezing, and chest tightness was the least reported symptoms. But what's the most important in this slide, it's just a new dimension, or not a forgotten dimension, is the chronology or the timing of those symptoms reported. And as you see, during all the 24 hours, all the symptoms are more important and more reported on waking for the patient, especially the breathlessness, but also for the cough and phlegm and wheezing. But probably the most, impacting the consciousness of the patient is the sense of breathlessness on the waking. And again, another study, and that was Partridge in 2009, who really was the first to draw attention to this chronobiology or the importance of timing of the symptoms, and also shed lights on the very important frequent symptoms more at the waking of the patient and in the morning, and dividing the 24 hours in the morning, midday, afternoon, evening, night, and before going to sleep. And as you see, if you just look at all the patients of COPD, whatever the severity, they are reporting high symptoms in the morning. And again, it is definitely more severe for those who are severe COPD. What is the importance of this breathlessness that they are experiencing in the morning? What is important that those patients have a problem in even putting their shoes, putting on the bed, making and having a bath, or showering with a towel, and drying body, or simple activities that we all do when we wake up. So definitely that was really impacting their daily life, their routine activities. And we can draw from this a small conclusion that the major treatment expectation of the patients are the symptomatic relief and the mobility and the faster symptomatic relief and improvement, especially in the morning activities. And around 10% of the patients require assistance with a normal morning activities. So we know that the COPD patients accommodate with their symptoms. 67% of those report that their condition has a very huge negative impact on their quality of life. So by that, they choose to do less. And as a result, they are able to do less. So they often accept and accommodate with their symptoms. And it is very important to encourage exercise and explain its value and potential benefits. So what is important, what we are expecting more and more in the management of COPD, and what we are offering to our patients, is to be able to identify the patients underreporting their symptoms. And we have a tendency as a physicians not to ask really about morning symptoms and symptoms in general. And it's very important to recognize and early identify those symptoms. And again, it's very important to meet the expectation of the COPD patient and improve their exercise capacity.